And human beings, by nature, we are lazy. All right, the law of inertia. We stay in the same states until or unless we are moved by an outside force. Sometimes motivation is the outside force that will move you out of your inertia.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques, all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is where motivation is useful. Before we get into this, let me remind you all that I send out a text every day guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point to start your day, send one out every week. Also, I call them the daily motivation and the Monday motivation, respectively. You should be receiving these. The only reason you wouldn't be receiving them is because you're already in my text community, but right now, we haven't been sending those messages because we're dealing with some tech glitches that we're still working on getting cleaned up as of this recording, but maybe cleaned up by the time you hear it because I record before this comes out. All you got to do if you're not in my community yet is text me at the number 305-384-6894. And once those messages start going again, they will immediately begin firing straight to your phone. You don't have to do anything. They'll just come straight to your phone and you'll know that we are back in business. Again, just text me at that number. It's down below in the description. It is free to join that text community. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. All the things you hear me talk about on this show, on every subject, mindset, business, in between, we work with people on inside of Work On Your Game University. If you listen to this show for a week, you got a pretty good feel if I'm the type of person you will want to have as your coach. I don't even have to tell you what we do in the university. If you listen to this show for 7 days, you got a pretty good idea of if I'm your guy or I'm not your guy. All right, if I am, then that means you need to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com because that's the place where the next step takes place. All right, so again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below in the description. Put all that out of the way. Let's get into the topic here today, which is where motivation is useful. Now, the reason that I'm even framing or titling this episode what I'm titling it is, if you read my book, The Third Day, which if you have not, you should go get it by going to thirddaybook.com. Then you heard me in that book explain how motivation is for amateurs. And yes, motivation is for amateurs. Motivation is the tool of the amateur because it can come and go and is inconsistent and unreliable. So you can't be a professional only depending on motivation because you won't always have motivation. And as a professional, you have to always be ready to show up and deliver, and you have to actually deliver. Not just be ready to deliver, but you have to actually deliver. And the amateur can depend on motivation because if they don't have it, then they just don't show up or they just don't deliver at a very high level. And it's okay because since nobody's paying them, nobody can demand anything and have any real expectations. But the professional, on the other hand, does not have such luxuries. You have to deliver. So motivation, as unreliable as it is okay for the amateur. It is not okay for the professional. You need discipline instead. And that's why I wrote the book, The Third Day, to help you understand how to be disciplined in a consistent way. But today, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to explain some positive uses for motivation, even though through the concept of The Third Day and the framework of The Third Day, I did kind of bash the concept of motivation. But again, I'm not completely against motivation. I just told you 2 minutes ago that I send out a text every day called The Daily Motivation. I send out one every week called The Monday Motivation. So I can't be completely against motivation if I'm titling things that I do motivation. So I am a person who does have those text messages. I laid the foundation of Work On Your Game. The whole framework of Work On Your Game was built around a series of videos that I put out every week back in my basketball days did these videos called the Weekly Motivation. Those are the first videos that I made that were not basketball related. And I did those videos for 400 Mondays in a row. I put them out every Monday. I did it for 400 Mondays in a row. That laid the foundation for what you know me for today. So again, I'm not against the concept of motivation. I'm just against people thinking that that's the main thing that they need to be successful. But today, what I'm going to do is tell you where you can and should use motivation in a strategic and controlled way. So, because I'm not against motivation itself. I'm just going to tell you how to use it properly. Point number one, topic once again today is where motivation is useful. Number one, providing the energy necessary to engage the disciplines you need. So here, we're going to use motivation as a means to the end of getting to the discipline. And discipline is a means to the end of you actually doing your job and producing a result. So we're going to put these in the right order. See, it's not that any of these is useless. We just got to use them the right way. When you use them the wrong way, then they become more liabilities than they are assets. So we just got to know how to use them. So this is a great use of motivation to use it to move you to get into your discipline, because we all understand the value of discipline and how it works and why we all need more of it. Motivation sufficiently supplied can move you to finally adhere to your disciplines that you know you want and you need in your life. Let me give you an example. Think of a discipline that you know and you need more of in your life right now, yet for whatever reason, you are not engaging. If you would get more motivated to engage in that discipline, you would probably be doing it. So I heard Jim Rohn say this once in one of his old lectures back in the day. If you're not familiar with Jim, he was Tony Robbins' mentor. He's the guy who basically taught Tony Robbins everything that Tony has come not to be known for. And Jim Rohn was a, I guess you could call, motivational speaker, more of a personal development guy, one of the founding fathers of this personal development thing that we all know about these days. And one of the things Jim was talking about was if you went to the doctor, well, let's say you had a heart attack. You didn't go, the doctor didn't tell you, but you had a heart attack. You go to the doctor, you survived the heart attack. If you survive, this is what Jim is saying. And the doctor tells you, hey, another one of these, you're not going to make it. Or if you don't change your lifestyle, you're not going to make it. What do? Immediately when you leave the doctor, you don't even stop at your house. You go straight to the health food store. Now you start buying all the healthy stuff. You throw away all the junk that you've been eating. You start working out every single day. You start living this very healthy lifestyle all of a sudden, even though you were aware of this information, health food stores and not drinking alcohol and staying away from junk. You knew about this for the last 15 years. You just didn't care. You were not properly motivated to engage this discipline that you knew would be helpful for you. But now that you got the scare of damn near dying and the doctor warning you that you won't survive another one of these, now all of a sudden you are properly motivated to engage the discipline. You see how that works? So any discipline that you know you need more of, sometimes a jolt of motivation can move you in the right direction. So again, motivation is useful when it's used in the right way. Motivation can just provide the spark that we need to move ourselves to an action that we otherwise would not be taking, just not because we're not aware of the action, just because we're damn lazy. I've told you many times here on the show, human beings are lazy. All of us, me included, we are all lazy. We need sometimes the proper motivation so that we can engage the discipline that we already know about. We just, for whatever reason, are not doing it. How many people listening to me right now have a discipline that you know you need to have more of in your life? You know about it. You know exactly what it is, exactly what you need to do, how, when, where, and why you need to do it, but you're still not doing it. Exactly. Everybody listening to me has at least one. Why? Because you're lazy. And why are you lazy? Because you're human. And human beings, by nature, we are lazy. All right. The law of inertia. We stay in the same state until or unless we are moved by an outside force. Sometimes motivation is the outside force that will move you out of your inertia. So again, motivation is useful. So do not shun motivation, even though it's not the highest on the totem pole. It will never be the highest on the totem pole. Discipline is always higher than motivation. However, you can use it, again, to engage discipline. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Introducing AG1, newest sponsor of Work On Your Game, the all-in-one daily supplement that takes your health and well-being to new heights. Now, you know me as a pro athlete. I'm very meticulous about what I put in my body. I still perform every day as an athlete. I gotta make sure I'm putting good stuff in me. So AG1 has a powerful blend of 75 essential vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, and it is designed to provide comprehensive support for your body and your mind. So imagine having a personal army of health experts working tirelessly to optimize your well-being. That is what AG1 is. It's a synergistic combination of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and more, which means what? It means it's a bunch of stuff all working in harmony to fuel your body with the nutrients it craves. So say goodbye to the hassle of taking multiple supplements, get rid of that medicine cabinet that you have in your kitchen right now with all those pills, and embrace the simplicity of AG1, which is literally one scoop of this stuff with 8 ounces of water in a shaker bottle that they provide, and that's all you need every day. But that's not all. There's more. When you try AG1 today, you'll receive a fantastic offer. Here it is. You're going to get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vitamin nutrient, vital nutrient, for strong immune system and strong bones, along with 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first shipment. This means you'll have everything you need to take AG1 on the go and never miss a beat in your health routine. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and let's unlock the power of AG1 for a healthier, happier you. Point number 2. Today's topic, once again, is where motivation is useful. Number 2. To stop wasting resources and to start holding yourself accountable properly. And when you are properly motivated, you can do this. Who here, who listening to this, could use more discipline when it comes to how you are using your time, knowing that you are often wasting time aimlessly? How many of you get to have autonomy when it comes to how you utilize or make your schedule on a daily basis, and you know you're wasting some time every day doing some nonsense? Everybody who's listening to this, I would bet most of you, maybe not everybody, I mean, some of you are actually working efficiently, but most people are not. Most of us are not working efficiently all day, every day, despite the stories that people tell. Now, I've worked with people who tell me that they work all day, every day, and they stay late, and they show up early, and they're just working themselves into the ground every single day, grinding themselves down to dust as if they're working every single minute of every single day. I call bullshit on that. Nobody is. Nobody is. Now, even though you may be doing stuff, are you doing the most important stuff all day, every minute? Most people, the answer is no. We all waste time every day. So how many of us need to do better at budgeting and saving and investing, let's say financially? How many of you just need to do a better job with your money? I hear this from a lot of people. Often when I'm asking people, you know, what's your biggest challenge? They'll say some type of discipline or consistency. And I say, in what area? People will say when it comes to my business, people will say when it comes to money, they'll say when it comes to fitness, they'll say when it comes to mindset. Usually those are the top 4 that I hear whenever someone mentions discipline. But everybody has something that we could be more disciplined at, or something that we're, again, we're completely aware, we're just not doing it. So when you are properly motivated, you can move yourself to finally take the actions that you have known for a long time that you need to take, yet you have not mustered up the initiative to actually do it. So again, just as we talked about in point number 1, motivation can work to break you out of your inertia in either direction, whichever way your inertia is. So if your inertia is, you know that you need to go to the gym more often, but you haven't been doing it, you're in a state of stagnation when it comes to working out. Motivation can break you out of that stagnation because you just had a heart attack and the doctor says you don't start working out at least 6 days a week, you're not going to make it 5 years. And now all of a sudden you can go to the gym every day with no problem and you're always on time and you do every workout and you never skip one. All of a sudden. Why? Because you had the proper motivation to move you to action. And let me be clear about something else. Motivation, ladies and gentlemen, does not mean something that makes you feel good. I talked about this in episode 2585. The question was, must all motivation be positive? The answer is hell no. Motivation does not need to be positive. Look up the definition of the word motivation. There's nothing in that definition that says it has to be positive. Definition of motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. Motivation is simply a reason to behave in a certain way. That's all motivation is. All you need is a reason. If you're walking down the street by yourself late at night and a rabid dog showing his teeth starts running at you, could you find the motivation to run away? Of course you would. Or the motivation to fight against the dog, or the motivation to do something to distract that dog from eating you alive, you will find something to do, right? But dog is giving you a reason. Now, do you feel positive about the situation? Probably not. But did that rabid dog move you to action? Of course they did. So understand, motivation need not be positive. And sometimes people will, when I send my daily motivation text or Monday motivation text, sometimes I would share harsh messages in there. Sometimes a slap in the face, metaphorically speaking. And every once in a while, someone will respond and say, well, these messages aren't that positive, Dre. And I said, well, who the hell told you it was supposed to be positive? That's because you never looked up the definition of motivation. You thought motivation meant positive. It does not mean positive. Motivation just means moves you to action. Whatever moves you to action. How many of you have ever been moving to action or moved to action by an energy that maybe didn't feel so positive to you, but there was energy in it and it moved you to action? How many of you have ever been moved to action by being angry or frustrated or disappointed or sad or scared or nervous or anxious? All of us have. All of those are energies. Emotions have energy in them, folks. It doesn't matter which emotion it is. Now, I'm not saying you should go trying to be angry or anxious every day, but emotions have energy in them. Your job is to identify the energy, transmute it into positive behavior that leads to the outcomes that you want, the actions and the outcomes that you want. So when you are properly motivated, again, the inertia can be broken when it's a form of stagnation. You're not doing anything, but you need to do something. And you can use motivation to break the inertia of momentum, because sometimes momentum can go in a negative direction. Be clear. Most of the time when people hear the word momentum, they think something positive. Momentum means, yeah, I'm doing good. I'm moving forward. It could be that, but you can have momentum going in a bad direction. How many of you have ever picked up a bad habit and it was hard for you to break that bad habit? You kept doing the thing that you knew you didn't need to be doing. That is momentum. It's momentum going in the wrong direction, but it is still momentum. Momentum is when something is moving in a certain direction and it's easier to let it keep going than it is to stop it. That's a bad habit is a form of momentum. So we need to get clear on what these terms actually mean and how we think about them so that when we're talking about them and labeling them in our own minds, we understand what we're talking about here. And a lot of times people tend to take certain terms and phrases and they frame them as positive or negative when the word or phrase isn't anything. It's usually very neutral. Is the way that we think it means one thing, but it actually means something usually bigger than that. That's what trips us up. But that's why I'm here. I'm here to clear the air and make sure everybody is set straight. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book. How to separate yourself, the pro, from the amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is where motivation is actually useful. Number three, to transfer energy to others, as logic is usually insufficient. Logic is not enough to move people to action, because if all it took to move people to action was logic, then this show would be more popular than your favorite singer or rapper or band, because I'm giving you more logic than they're giving you. But because that stuff triggers people emotionally, it motivates you for whatever reason, because music just has I can't scientifically explain it, but music tends to touch people's emotions much more than the spoken word does. Spoken word with no background music like this, or it doesn't rhyme. There's no rhythm to what I'm saying. I'm just talking. Music tends to move people's emotions and touch people's emotions much more strongly and last longer than just logical information, right? You probably remember one of your favorite concerts that you ever gone to, but I doubt you remember most of the things you've learned in any classroom or lecture hall you ever sat through, even though you passed the class. Because information is not enough. Logic alone is not enough. You got to touch people's emotions. And motivation helps you touch people's emotions. And when you are motivated, you can touch people's emotions. And when you are able to transfer the energy of your motivation, you can touch other people's emotions. And they often remember that, and it reaches them at a deeper level, a level that is more prone to move them to action than just logic. So if you have ever studied sales, you have heard that selling is a transfer of emotion or a transfer of energy from the salesperson to the prospect. When you want to move other people to action, that's what you're doing. You are selling them on action. You're selling them on taking an action. Thus, you need to transfer your energy about that action so that to the person who you're looking to influence. And you got to transfer it to others. Hopefully, if you're trying to influence more than one person, you got to transfer that energy to them. So motivation can help you do this, because the more motivated we are about why taking this action of buying my book or signing up for my course or coming to my event, if I'm motivated about that and you can feel my energy, that energy is more likely to move you to actually go and do something. Now, I'm not saying the energy alone is going to move you to do something, but it helps. It's not the whole thing, but it helps. Now, remember that people make decisions based on emotion, and we justify those decisions with logic. So that none of this means to discount the value of logic, because you still need it. And let me continue on my point here. The more motivated you are, again, about why something's a good idea, the easier it will be for you to influence others to believe you and agree with you. And when they believe and agree with you, then they're more likely to do the thing that you want them to do. Because remember our process, being, doing, and having. So when people are in the same state of being as you, they're much more likely to take the same actions as you, because the being comes first, doing comes second, and the having comes third. You want to move people to a new set of behavior. The first thing you need to do is get into their heads. All right. You got to get control of, not control of, but influence over their thought patterns. Then you can control their behavior patterns. But you got to do it in the right order. So all the best rhetoric in the world, the best speaker in the world, cannot help a person who is not properly motivated. I give you all the information and facts and, you know, black and white in the world about why you should do certain things. But if you are not properly motivated to do that thing, it doesn't really matter what I say, even though what I say may be great, even though you may even hear it and appreciate it, you're not going to do anything unless you are properly motivated. Again, person has to be motivated to move to action. And this applies, again, to the spoken word, but also to the written word. This applies to the written word. Now, how can this apply to the written word? That's an interesting thing, because when I'm talking, you can feel my energy. If you're watching this on video, you can see my energy. You can observe my energy through your eyes. You can observe it through your ears. You can feel it just in the way that I'm talking, my tonality, now how fast I'm talking, how high my pitch is, how much volume that I'm speaking with. You can feel all of that outside of the actual words that I'm saying. So the energy is being communicated. Now, all of that stuff gets stripped away on the written word. See, in the written word, you're not hearing my voice. You're just seeing the words that got written down on the page. So how is it that I just said that this applies to the written word the same way it applies to the spoken word? Because, well, let me tell you why. First of all, we write differently than our words come across when we're writing as opposed to speaking. The written word, again, comes across differently when you're reading it off the page. Even if I took everything that I said here today and wrote it down and gave it to you in a book and you read it, it would feel different than if you listened to me say it. But we actually do this every month in a product I call the Black Book. It comes out every single month, and it goes to the physical doorsteps of every member of Work On Your Game University. So I actually do that. It doesn't have the same energy when you're reading it as opposed to when you're listening to it. It doesn't mean it's not as valuable. It's just not the same energy. It's a different energy. The point is, also, as a writer, and I know this as a writer myself, I've experienced this. When we are properly motivated as the author of the thing that we're writing, our words come across differently and they read differently, meaning just when you read back your own stuff to yourself, it reads differently when you write with a high level of energy as opposed to when you write with a low level of energy. If I write something and my motivation or my energy is not up sufficiently, the writing does not come off right. It doesn't sound right. I end up scrapping it and have to start all over from the beginning because my energy is not right. I'm not getting this point across with the words that I want to use. They're just not coming to me because the energy is not there. The motivation is not there. But on the other hand, when my energy is there, I'm able to say all the right stuff and just flows out of me and I say stuff that I wasn't even thinking about saying. And it comes off perfectly and it reads perfectly. So the written word is affected by this as well as the physically acted out words, such as speaking to someone in person. This does matter, even though it appears to not matter. It seems to not make sense, right? But it's 100% true. So you could take this again from someone who's written anywhere from 5 to 10,000 blog posts, probably closer to 10,000 these days, and 35 books. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the written word. The energy with which I write comes across to the reader, even though I have no idea what energetic state I was in when I wrote it by the time that you read it. By the time you read anything that I've written, I've written it so long ago, and I don't even remember what state I was in when I wrote it, unless I happen to write email or something that just came out that day. But this is all interesting. Yes, that's also true. That I can affirm. That said, let's recap today's class, which is where motivation is useful. You read my book the third day. You heard me talk about how motivation is for amateurs, and it is for amateurs if that's going to be your main thing. But professionals can still use motivation. We're just not using it as our main thing. So let me tell you how to use it. Number one, providing the energy necessary to engage the disciplines that you need. This is a great use of motivation. This is the person who just had a heart attack. They survived. They go to the doctor. The doctor says, if you don't change your lifestyle, you ain't going to make it another 3 years. And all of a sudden, you're in a Whole Foods store. You're getting all the health stuff. You're doing all the exercising. You're taking all the stuff you're supposed to take, eating all the vegetables and fruit. You're throwing all the junk away. You knew about doing that 20 years ago, but you are not properly motivated until now. Point number two is to stop wasting resources and hold yourself accountable properly. Sometimes momentum, which is a form of inertia, can take you in the wrong direction. Momentum does not always mean going where you want to go. And of course, stagnation is about when you're not doing anything. And usually when you're doing nothing, you're going backwards. So another thing motivation can do is help you break the inertia of the status quo, whatever it happens to be. And understand, if you're trying to live by the status quo in life, you're usually losing because the world is always moving. So if you're standing still, you're losing. Number three, to transfer energy to others as logic alone is usually insufficient. If all it took to move people to action and movement was logic, then authors would make more money than people who sing songs and do dances. But the people who sing songs and do dances, the entertainers, tend to draw bigger audiences simply because music tends to touch people's emotions much more than the logic of, let's say, a book, for example. So all the best rhetoric in the world cannot help someone who is not properly motivated. And also, when you are writing, not just when you're speaking, but also when you're writing, the energy you have when you're writing, your energetic state, comes across in the words that you put on paper. Any of you who's a writer, you may have noticed this yourself, or now that you're thinking about it, maybe you will next time you sit down and write. All that said, text me so you're in my text community where you can get a message that I call motivation. The number's down below in the description. Also, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. If you want to properly move yourself, get yourself moved, and have me help you move you to the energetic state that allow you to do the things that you need to do so you can get the outcomes that you want to get in your life and your business. And let's do it this year, not next year, not 5 years from now, not if, when, then, all these things that we put in place of our actions. Let's do it now. That's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.